Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Stuart Johnston from Sheboygan, Michigan.
Wait a minute, Sheboygan, Michigan?
Yes.
I think you're lost. You're supposed to be in Wisconsin.
Everybody says that.
Oh.
There are two Sheboygans?
I didn't know. So where is Sheboygan, Michigan?
You know the mitten trick for Michigan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You hold up your hand and
if you take the right hand and you stare at the palm, yeah. We're about at the tip of the index finger there.
Oh, really? So you're like far north Michigan then?
Yes, we're called trolls because we live under the bridge.
Oh, that's very flattering. Well, welcome to the show, Stuart. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is...
Oh, dear.
You knew what you were getting into, Stuart. Bill, what is Stuart's topic?
To cup holders and beyond.
Car makers keep innovating. Self-driving cars, automatic windshield wipers, seat belts that adjust their safety level depending on how much you like your passenger. This week, though, we read about a new feature in a car beyond anything we could imagine. Our panelists are each going to tell you about it. Pick the real one, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to play?
I think that I am.
All right, then. Here we go. First, let's hear from Alonzo Bowden.
The luxury car market gets tougher and tougher. Heated, massaging seats, autonomous driving, Wi-Fi, talk to text. Every new feature is obsolete as soon as it's released. GM polled luxury car buyers to find out what they really wanted, and they were surprised by one result. What people really wanted from their cars was being able to get out of them. Namely, they hate searching for parking. So, in their new unnamed Cadillac prototype, the GM car will come with a drone that you can release from the roof compartment. It can fly ahead, find, and hold a parking space for you. Raymond Raven, Cadillac Director of Technology, explains, these days, with all the distractions available, people only notice they're even driving a car when it becomes miserable. And it is the most miserable when you can't find a place to park. You ever been to Trader Joe's on a Saturday? The technology is excellent. Using a combination of GPS, cameras, and computer algorithms, the drones can recognize rectangles of bare asphalt. The drones are finding and hovering over these empty parking spaces with a 98% success rate. The only problem is other drivers. Road testers have pulled up to their, quote, reserved parking space to find other drivers smashing the drone to pieces with baseball bats, tire irons, and in one case, a box of frozen Whole Foods brand organic General-style chicken. Mr. Raven says, we're a bit stumped right now as how to handle what we call competing driver aggression. We're considering programming in escape routes or even countermeasures. We're actually talking to the CIA about how drones might be able to fight back.
A Cadillac with a drone that'll fly ahead and find you parking if it survives. Your next bit of car talk, comes from Amy Dickinson.
In the world of luxury automobiles, Bentleys are mainly used for shepherding wealthy newlyweds from the church to the reception hall and heads of state to funerals. But discerning Bentley owners found themselves wanting more. Sure, the car has a special seat for their concubine, but what about their Falcon? Bentley's first ever SUV is called the Bentley Bentayga. For a base price of only $175,000, owners will get a special bird perch for their Falcon to ride on inside the car. Falcons are traditionally brought to hunts by falconers riding horseback in the open air. Otherwise, the birds are usually put in special cages if they're transported in vehicles. Putting a bird of prey on an open perch beside the driver inside a small enclosed space falls under the category of what could possibly go wrong?
The special Bentley edition for falcon fanciers, complete with falcon perch inside the car. And your last bit of luxury cardom comes from Adam Felber.
You've thrilled to insane mode and ludicrous mode, but now Elon Musk wants to get your adrenaline flowing in a more productive way. Introducing Tesla's fitness mode, a single button that transforms your car into a high-tech, sweaty, rolling gym. Your seat vibrates your posterior to keep your pulse elevated, while it also gently rocks, folds, and gyrates in tandem with the steering column, keeping all your muscles engaged. One more touch of a button engages cruise control and handbrakes, while hydraulic bicycle pedals fold out to allow you to really work up a sweat while the car automatically fires up your favorite workout playlists. Plus, your pedaling actually charges the battery, transforming you into a virtual hamster and fully charging your battery in a mere 65 hours. Fitness Mode project lead Corin Pierce says her favorite feature is the fitness-enhanced navigation, which attempts to park you not at your destination, but 1,000 steps from it. Tesla Fitness Mode, because every life is precious, but especially one that can afford a Tesla.
Let's say you're going car shopping, and you can choose from one of these three cars. From Alonzo Bowden, it's a new prototype Cadillac with a special drone that'll fly ahead and find your parking space for you. From Amy Dickinson, it's a Bentley with special perch and other accoutrements for your pet falcon. Or from Adam Felber, it's the Tesla with fitness mode in which you can actually pedal your $120,000 electric car. Sadly, you can only actually get one of those because only one of them is real. Which is it?
It's got to be the Cadillac drone.
You're going to say the Cadillac drone, the drone that flies ahead and finds your parking space.
Yeah.
All right. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone at the car company involved in the real story.
Falconry package is equipped with everything our customers would need, including a master flight station, refreshment case, and bird helipad.
That was John Simons, the very real product marketing manager for the America's region of Bentley Motor Cars, talking about the very real Falconer Edition Bentley. I have to tell you, none of us believed it either, so I cannot blame you. You didn't win, but you did earn a point for Alonzo for what I thought was really an excellent idea. Stuart, thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.